is Bob Doty.
And this is Sarah Long with Science in the News, a VOA special English program about recent developments in science. Today, we tell about how diet and exercise can reduce a person's chance of developing diabetes. We tell about a World Health Organization campaign against leprosy. And we tell about a project to copy some trees at George Washington's home.
An American study has found that diet changes and exercise can delay the development of diabetes in people who are at risk for the disease. The study found that eating less fat and doing simple exercises could lower the risk of diabetes by 58%. It also showed that a diabetes drug widely used by Americans also reduced the risk, but not as much. Diet and exercise were so effective that the researchers ended the study 1 year early because it had answered the main research questions. Smaller studies in China and Finland have shown that diet and exercise can delay diabetes in people at risk. However, the American study is said to be the first to show these effects among people in several racial or ethnic groups.
A person has diabetes when high levels of the sugar called glucose are found in the blood. Glucose levels increase when the body lacks or cannot use the hormone insulin. The pancreas is the organ of the body that produces insulin. The insulin helps glucose enter cells all over the body so that it can be used as fuel. Without insulin, glucose levels increase. This results in the disease diabetes. In the United States, diabetes affects more than 16 million people. It is the leading cause of kidney failure and new cases of blindness among adults. It also is a major cause of heart disease and stroke. About 15 million Americans have type 2 diabetes or adult onset diabetes. Type 2 diabetes usually develops in people 30 years of age or older. It is strongly linked to being overweight and not getting enough physical activity. Also, some racial or ethnic groups are more at risk. For example, Black Americans have a 60% higher rate of type 2 diabetes compared to white Americans. Hispanic Americans have a 90% higher rate of the disease.
The National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases organized the new study. It involved more than 3,200 people. All the people in the study were overweight, and they all had impaired glucose tolerance. This is a condition in which blood glucose levels are higher than normal, but not yet diabetic. 45% of the people in the study are members of minority groups that have a high rate of type 2 diabetes. These groups include African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and American Indians. The study also involved other groups known to be at higher risk for type 2 diabetes. They include adults over 60 years of age, and people who have a close family member with the disease.
People in the study were divided into four groups. Members of the first group were asked to reduce their body weight by 7%. They were told to eat a low-fat diet and exercise about 20 minutes a day. Members of the second group were treated with metformin, a diabetes drug widely used in the United States. The third group took a harmless substance, or placebo, in place of the drug. Members of the second and third groups also received information about diet and exercise. The fourth group was given the same information and the drug triglitazone. However, this part of the study was ended after studies found that triglitazone may cause liver damage.
After about 3 years, almost 29% of those who took the placebo developed type 2 diabetes. 22% of the people who took metformin developed the disease. Only 14% of those in the diet and exercise group developed the disease. American Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson announced the findings of the study last month. He said that diet and exercise could help at least 10 million Americans sharply lower their risk for diabetes. He added that many other health problems could be avoided through diet and exercise.